Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and ability to ask questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about. We call this getting real, a technique that allows people to say what they normally don't say so that they can create lives that they really want but have been afraid they can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, let's join our host, Hillary Arno Burns, for this week's inspiring and uplifting conversation. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And that was our new introduction. And today is a very, very special day. Not only because I have Kelly Young on, but because it's my book launch day. I am launching my second book. It's called Real Talk. If you're seeing this today, go to Amazon today. We're trying to break the algorithms of Amazon. You can get it for 99 cents on as an ebook or $6.99 for a paperback just today, special day. If you're seeing this later, you can buy it anyway. It's an amazing book and it talks about getting real and really real talk, saying what you're afraid to say so you can have the life you really want. Now, that being said, I am here with Kelly Young. I'm already crying. Kelly is such a special person to me. She's the one that when I just met her, we were on a vacation course in Costa Rica. And in that course, I decided to put my real self at risk and stop being a pretending pleasant phony who wanted people to like her and get real. That's where Getting Real with Hillary was born. And I made my first video on YouTube, or I didn't even know what YouTube was, but I made a video and I sent it to Kelly and my daughter, and Kelly was like, go for it. And I published it. And that was how it all started. And I think that if Kelly hadn't have said that, I might not have done it. So anyway, we'll talk more about Kelly, but welcome, Kelly. Thank you so much for being here on this very, very special day. You're just, anything that Kelly does, I recommend it. Kelly will be your cheerleader. She's awesome. She will stand for you. There have been times when I've been terrified. I was afraid to go visit her after COVID. I was afraid to go visit her in Florida. And she was just like not taking no for an answer. And I was down in her beautiful lanai where she is in Melbourne, Florida. And anyway, welcome, Kelly. And here I go crying again. So now my nose will be running and that's just the way it goes. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So Kelly has done so many things. She's such an amazing inspiration. But anyway, you're going to hear about her story. So Kelly, when we were in the warm-up, we were in the bullpen, and we were talking about, anything you want to say just to be here. So go ahead.
First of all, I'm just so excited. Like, I actually feel like I'm really important, you know, that you invited me to be here. I feel like maybe I'm a movie star or a movie star that's going to be someday. So I just want to say thank you for inviting me. This is going to be a whole new adventure for me, and I'm super excited about it.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. All right. Anything you want to say about growing up, you know, this is where we say what we don't normally talk about or any struggles where you've overcome so that anyone else who might be experiencing that could be inspired. Anything you want to talk about from growing up?
Well, you know what? I'm kind of stuck. I want to go back and say something else. You asked me if there was anything I want to say to be present.
Yeah,
and when you were kind of going back to the introduction of like how we met and we were in Costa Rica at that course, I'll never forget talking with you. And I was like, I was watching you like work out in the gym and you were like doing yoga. And then we were sitting close to each other at the pool. And I was like, I really want to get to know her. She's very cool. And you told me that you write poetry and you wrote a poem for my husband for our anniversary. And you just like said, tell me about him and you. And I just gave you some things about us. And then you wrote this beautiful poem. So that's who I always think of you first, is like you're the poet. So in my mind, you've always been up to really great things. And I just needed to say that to be present. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, if anybody wants a gift to acknowledge someone, Kelly, I just asked her a question. She told me what she wanted me to say, and then I put it, and then we printed, probably my daughter printed it on nice paper or whatever, you know. Yeah, and he loved it, right? Well, you know, the people love the gift because it's about them.
Yeah.
What's not to love, right? So yeah, good. Thank you.
But
I
what I
forgot all
loved
about that.
about you is like you actually listened so intently. Like you picked up all the little innuendos of who I told you Doug was, but I actually hadn't even been present to the power of who he was until I read it in the poem.
Wow.
So I really feel like it opened up like a new view, that I have of Doug too. So
That's
thank
really
you.
cool. That's really cool. Yeah. So you didn't even know what you were saying, kind of. And then when you heard it in the poem, you were like, look at this guy. This guy.
I was just kind of like blah 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 blah, like I tell everybody, but it's almost mindless rattling. And you picked it up, and I'm like, oh, I really do feel like that. Like my heart got bigger
Wow.
from you writing it in a way that had me see it clearer. And then when I gave
Yeah.
it to him, he was like tearful. He was like crying over it.
Wow.
And that's
Thank
what I
you.
love about him, sensitive man.
Yay. That's
Yeah.
so cool. Yeah. All right. What should we talk?
Yeah.
What's
Okay. I
funny?
heard that question about childhood.
Oh, okay. All right. No. I was going to say we could go to weird, but let's save weird.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. No, let's not say weird. Okay. So when I was visiting Kelly, if I don't mind, so we were there, and her whole thing was that her husband is weird, and basically she was making him wrong, and I was worried. I was worried about your marriage. I really was. But since then, she has discovered something that I'll let her tell you about, because maybe some of you think your spouses are weird or something or making them wrong. And when you're making them wrong, they really have no chance. So what happened to open that up, as long as we're doing Doug right now?
Well, I actually do think it was impactful having, the two of you visit because, and we were in a course too, so we were like open to learning new things and seeing new things, but in observing the way you responded to mine and Doug's openness about, like I'll say, Doug, you're being weird right now. And he'll be like, I'm not weird. Like you guys were like, oh no, a divorce is on the way. But like it is really just how we are together, very straight, very outright. But at the same time, I started noticing that like, well, most people don't call their husbands weird. And I was like, oh, I really get it. Like I have weird as this thing that is just different than anyone else. And I am super cool, by the way, in my opinion of myself. And I mean, not really. Usually, I think I'm not smart enough or something, but like I try to show up like I'm super cool. And I had it like I would not be with somebody who was weird, even though like he's super successful in his career. He leads a huge program, but like he's weird. And I just really, especially when you guys, you bought me a book on relationships when you left, I was like, wow, they're serious. Maybe I need to look at this. And
Forgot
that just
about that.
became, it became like very, I was very aware that like weird might actually be weird of me to be saying about him. So then there was another course that happened and I started saying, you know what? I'm going to embrace weird. I'm taking on weird as like a good thing. Like, by the way, I'm weird. And Hillary, I know you're weird. We're all a little weird.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I started embracing weird. And I actually look at him now as just being himself. He's just who he is. He's interested in things I'm not. He sees things that I don't. He asks me where the ketchup is every time we go to have ketchup. Like I could call that weird. It's just who he is. It's just who he is. And so I just want to say one more thing about this because it could be helpful to others. But like he has two left feet for sure, and he doesn't actually know it. He thinks that he's a good dancer. And hello, I was voted the best dancer in my high school class, so I'm pretty sure I'm a good dancer. I mean, there were only 90 of us, but I'm the best dancer. And now, like, I used to be so embarrassed to dance with him in public because he's 6'4". He's very gangly. And now, just this weekend, we went out dancing. And first of all, we went out dancing. So, like, I will go dancing with him. And we were the only ones on the dance floor. He and his two left feet, and me with my super cool, disco moves. And I wasn't embarrassed anymore. Like, I actually just think that the way he dances is the way he dances. So, yeah.
A
Thanks for
miracle.
sending me that book that I didn't read, but it really woke me up to, like, I should embrace this thing. It's called weird.
Wow. So you enjoyed dancing with them instead of being self-conscious.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a
And
miracle.
I lead him, and he's fine with it. I twirl him around, and yeah, it's just like I have this whole new clarity or space, I should say, to allow him to be himself, to be himself.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a miracle. I'm so happy to hear that because I was worried about you guys. And to go back to Costa Rica, I always think you were the cool one. And I was not thinking I was cool enough to hang with you, especially when we were in Hawaii and I went to the early show, the dinner, and then you came in drunk, but with all the cool people. And I'm like, see? She's cool and I'm not. I was with the early birds. But the last day we hung out, we all hung out by the pool when we were waiting for our planes, and that was fun. So remember that?
Sometimes, like what you just said, like I think we all have this thing occasionally that, we put on a front that we're super cool, but underneath we're like, I'm not cool enough. And I always think I should put one of those little bands around my wrist, like a rubber band. So every time I notice that I'm feeling inferior, so to speak, I just snap myself back into reality.
Yes, well, I have this. It says laugh,
Oh.
to remind me to not be so freaking significant. Yeah, so I wear this. Got it from
I
my
love
daughter.
that.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, see, bing, bing. Anyway,
Do you
all right,
laugh
good.
when you laugh when you read it? Like, do you actually like see and go, oh.
You know what? It's more, I usually don't even notice that I have it on, but when I'm putting it on in the morning, I'm like, yeah, I need that. I need that today. So it just comes with me. The other thing that's weird, this is weird. When I'm doing, I started doing TikToks like 127 days ago. I do at least four a day in the morning on the way to the gym. They're like 15 seconds. And when I get really significant, all of a sudden the emoji me will come. How weird is that? Like I don't press anything. She just shows up and I'm like, oh, hi. I guess I was being serious again. How weird is that? She
Wow.
just shows up. Yeah. I'm like, okay, universe, thank you. I was getting significant. And then I start laughing.
Oh my gosh, she's almost like that little click of the rubber band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll just appear. I'm not pressing anything. It's just wild. Yeah.
Technology, it's really smart.
Yeah. The universe. Yeah. So anyway, all right, back to you. Let's see. We got
Oh, here's
time.
what I want to say. One more thing about the laugh thing. I went to India and I did laughing yoga. It was called laughing yoga and it was part of the tour that I was on. And I thought, and I'm a yoga girl. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Here I go again, weird. But I was like, that's weird. Let's just go, and see what this is. And I had that kind of an attitude. So we all sit down, the grass is super wet. They're having to give us like towels, and we're like, ew, it's wet, it's kind of chilly. And the guy comes out with his white robe on, and he just has us all sit down, and then he sits down and he starts like belly laughing. And I was like, I looked at my friend, we're all looking around at each other, and he's like, okay, now you do it, you do it. So we got to participate. Oh my God. It was the best thing ever to laugh. That, I
Could you
mean,
just do it? You could
And
just.
once you start hearing yourself laugh, you just kind of laugh more. You hear your own self laugh in a forced way, and it
Yeah.
becomes very hysterical. So I love that you said laugh. I'm going to get one of those because it's going to remind me of that laughing yoga class I took in India.
How long was the class?
It was like
And you had to laugh for an hour?
an hour on and off. It was like an
Oh,
hour.
God. That would
And
be
we,
hard.
all of us on the tour, there were like 20 of us, all agreed it was like one of the best things that we did in India.
Wow. That's wild.
So
That's
just
wild.
laugh. Just make yourself laugh if you're feeling.
Well, that's what I don't know if you know Jocelyn Herman, but her father, when I was in the wait, I just got something about the book. Let me just see. I can't even read it. Something new releases. All right, somehow it's number one. New releases in marriage and long-term relationships. I'm on the number one category. Woohoo! Here's the book. You can't really see it, but yeah, number one. Well, all right, let's keep going, baby.
All
If you
right.
haven't read it, if you haven't ordered it, here, just scan this code and order it today. 99 cents for the ebook or $6.99 for the paperback special today. All right, back to what was I saying?
Hold it up there and let me see if I can scan it
Okay,
by
cool.
holding it up, because that could be super cool. Okay, hang
I
on. Here
get,
we
and they
go.
could use it after this. It just may not be 99 cents, but is that working?
So close, so close. It wants to.
And I don't
No,
remember what I was going to say. What were we talking
sorry.
about?
Sorry,
What were we
Hillary.
talking about?
Well, we were talking about laughing yoga, and then I think you were going to go off of that
I have no
topic.
idea. Gone. Oh, there was a caller. Caller dropped. Okay. Huh. I wonder who it was.
Hey, I
Well, call
did
back.
spread.
If you're listening, call back. Call back and we'll talk to you. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Weird. It was something about, I don't know. Oh, online one. Okay. Do we want to call her? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, caller.
Hey, I did
Call back.
spread. If you're listening, call back. Come on, call back and we'll talk to you. Yeah. Weird. It was something about, I don't know. Oh,
Someone
online one.
there?
Okay.
Yes, it's Adelaide.
Adelaide!
What would you like to say, Adelaide?
I would like to say that people need to get it. These two women are rock stars, and I know them pretty well. And yes, celebrate weird. I love it. I was there when you were struggling with it, and I absolutely acknowledge you. And Hillary, laugh, laugh, laugh. And congratulations on number one right now.
Thank you, Adelaide. We love you.
Okay. Okay.
We
Love you.
love you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for
Love
calling
you,
in. You're the first
Adelaide.
ever caller. That was the first, you're the first ever caller, Adelaide. We love you. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Bye. And I forget what story. All right. So let's talk about you. Although I
All
think
right.
this is more fun. I have no idea what story, and it's pissing me off, but let's just keep going. Weird. It was something about weird. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
I'm sure
All
it'll
right. So
pop back up
you.
again.
What?
I'm
Yeah, it'll
sure it'll
pop back
pop.
up.
If it
Right.
doesn't, something else
Yeah, then
around
it
the
wasn't
beard
meant to be
will.
told. Okay, good. All right. So we got 5 minutes until the commercial. So which story do you want to? I know Kelly. So Kelly, she grew up in a blue collar home where no one went to college and her friends were going to college. And she was like, hey, what about me? Right. And I don't know how you ended up going, but that wasn't your plan. You just did, right? You went to nursing school. Were you afraid or you just did it?
Oh my God, I was so fearful. Here is my excuse. When I went to kindergarten, I was 5 years old on that day. So I was always the youngest in the class. And so, I graduated, I was 17 years old, and almost everybody else was already 18, which, by the way, that was legal drinking age. I mean, I don't really want to age myself, but, like everybody else was like adult going to college at that point. And I was 17 and I was. In the summer of after I graduated from high school, I was like, oh no, I've got to do something. What do I want to do when I grow up? I had no idea. I had taken shorthand and typing. Like I actually thought like I would be a secretary. And then as, you know, competition competitors are, like, I'm like, well, I better go to college too. So I applied to nursing schools because I was pretty good in anatomy and physiology. So I didn't really take a lot of college prep classes, but because I was good in that, I'm like, oh, I'll be a nurse. So I was scared to death. As a matter of fact, my sister, who's younger than me, wrecked her little moped and had to have her spleen removed that summer. And my mom called me one day and she goes, I'm in ICU. Could you please come over here to the hospital, sit with your sister so I can come home, take a shower and come back. So I'm like, oh no, I do not want to go to ICU. No, but I will. I went to the hospital. I walked in. And as soon as I smelled that hospital smell, I had to go sit down on one of those chairs in the lobby and put my head between my legs because I thought I was going to pass out from the smell of the hospital. So now I'm super scared to go. I mean, like, why did I pick nursing school anyway? I didn't like the smell of the hospital. So like, I'm now fearful that I didn't even make the right choice. But I finally got accepted into a nursing program. And when I started, all I just want to say is I was just scared every single day, every single day. And what I was really scared of was myself. Like I was afraid I would hurt somebody. I was afraid that I was going to fail. And by the way, this school was great. I was graded on a satisfactory and an unsatisfactory basis. You know, those are unheard of now. And you had to have 85% to pass. So I was like, all right, I'm pretty sure I'm an 85% girl, at least.
So you did it, but you kept going.
Yeah. So I just kept going. And
despite the fear, how did you do that? You just brought the fear with you?
Yeah. The fear was there every single day. But I just kept pushing through because it was all about winning, you know, and succeeding. I did not want to fail. And I was just proud of myself that I could get an S, an 85% or above, because wow. I didn't think I was smart. I mean, I had to be with naked bodies, you know, at the age of just turning 18. My birthday is September 1st, so pretty soon after school started, I turned 18. But like, yeah, I had to give Mr. Robinson at Peterson Hospital a shower bath. Like he had to get totally naked. I'd never seen a naked older man before in my life. And I had to do it right. Get the washcloth all soaped up, you know, wash it. There's a certain way to do it. That was
And
the
you
beginning.
Did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long were you a nurse for?
Well, I say once a nurse, always a nurse. But, you know, I was in medical device sales for most of those years. But I was a nurse when I turned 40. I was running an operating room. I was an operating room director. So wow. I was a nurse for a while, but then I went to medical device sales for a lot of that.
Yeah, and but that's 22 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you still scared after 22 years?
Well, I went to work in the operating room, which was foreign. Like you don't learn that really in nursing school. So at the age of 22, I was in the operating room where you feel like you're in China because all the language in the operating room is like something that you haven't heard of before. All the instruments, the names of the procedures, the doctor's names, you know, everything is foreign. But I see that my strong suit was that learn it and be good at it. I'm very organized and efficient, which is a very good asset to an operating room nurse. Mm. And by the way, I didn't have to save lives anymore. I didn't really want to have to save anybody's life, you know, give them the CPR or any of that. I was afraid to do that. I didn't want to.
Okay. So when you moved to the operating room, it was more suited to your personality or your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was afraid in the beginning, I would say the first full year. But then after I gained confidence, yeah, I thought I was the best operating room nurse.
The coolest. You were the coolest.
That's the coolest. Yeah. And yeah. And I worked with a lot of weird people, by the way. Really weird. Those surgeons.
That's hysterical. All right. I think we are ready for the commercial with our new little peepers. And we also have our sponsor, Kokori. Wait till you see that commercial.
Are you inspired? Are you living a life story you are proud to tell? Are you actively pursuing and creating the life of your dreams? If not, you really need Hillary's AAA program for freedom. Just visit gettingrealwithhillary.com and schedule time with Hillary today.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
Aren't those cool?
Oh my gosh, I love those commercials.
They're just fresh. I have BJ who, he's just amazing. Someone let me use him and he's just been so helpful. Even with the book launch, he's the one that helped me do these and everything I've been posting. He's amazing. So anyway, yeah, thank you. So thank you, BJ. And thank you, Kikori. That was Haley's voice, my daughter's voice. I don't know if you recognized it, but yeah, no. So I'm always proud of her and what Kikori is doing. They are bringing social emotional learning to children in schools where it's really needed, especially after COVID. So yay, Kikori.
Hey, Hillary, okay. I really felt like I wanted to be connected with Kikori after seeing that and knowing that you're connected with them. So how are you connected with them?
Haley, my daughter. She does all the design for them. She's done the app and she's been working with them since the very beginning. Well, since she graduated, it's a startup and Kendra and Bryn started it. I interviewed Bryn and I heard that whole story and Kendra is about to have her baby. I mean, they're just an amazing company. Like I hear their, when they have Zooms, they're so supportive of each other. They have these activities that children can do to become connected socially and emotionally, which is needed. You know, it's just beautiful, really. If you go on the app, you could see what they're doing. Yeah, Kikori
I really
app.
I like the one where I saw the little girl playing. I don't know if it was a guitar or a ukulele or whatever it was, but I see that they advocate music too. Art.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, you could talk to Haley.
Cool.
All right, back to you, young lady.
All
right. So we've gotten you through nursing school and then you went into, I don't know if you want to move on to the yoga. I don't want to run out of time before we talk about what you're doing now. But what do you think? Where else did you overcome fear? Or you want to, let's talk about when you were in my course. So Kelly was in medical instrument sales for a while. She did unbelievably well, won all the awards. I mean, they were bringing artificial knees into, you know, I heard the story, artificial knees, selling, I mean, crazy stuff. And then she marries Doug and she goes down to Florida and new state, new, I don't know if he was a new husband, but just new everything. And when I was launching my Getting Unstuck with Hillary course, do you want me to keep talking or let you talk?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kelly comes on and says, you know, I want to do stuff, but I just don't do it. And I'm not in action. And anyway, you take it from there. So we have this 8-week course and Kelly comes in and she comes on every week, I think. And go ahead.
Well, yes, Doug was my new husband, by the way, when we moved down here. Like, we'd been married 1 year. He'd already lived here for a year. And then when I arrived, I just left Stryker Medical Device Sales. And I'm like, I am going to take a yoga teacher training course because I love yoga. I just want to learn about it. I'm not really interested in teaching it, but I just want to learn and connect into a new community. So I did that. And, you know, it was such a great way to get connected here in Melbourne, Florida, totally black and white different than Pismo Beach, California. And I just decided that I like teaching yoga. Maybe I would teach yoga after all. But oh my God, that was scarier than taking that job with Stryker when I knew nothing about any of those medical products. Like, I did know a little bit, but I sure didn't know how to sell them. And so COVID, the year of the pandemic, when it started, I'm like, I saw this woman online, a woman like you, and she was promoting, like, learning how to create a business around social media and emails. And, like, you could teach her course and above and beyond. Like, you're so expanded past what I was learning. But, you know, I decided I'm going to take my course into a studio and I'm going to teach what I was creating, which was more than just yoga. It was like educating them around a yoga foundation, doing some blindfolded dancing, and then collaging their experience with magazines and glue and that sort of thing. Well, then the pandemic happened and I'm like, well, I can't go into a studio now. What am I going to do? I'm just going to stop. So in the meantime, I took this business course that lasted about a year. I'm like, okay, I know how to do it now. Well, COVID kept happening. The pandemic was still there. Studios were not open. And so I was stuck. And that's when I took your course, which was called, I think, Getting Unstuck with Hillary. And I was like, yes, I'm taking that course because I am very stuck. And I practiced and I practiced and I created it and I started meeting more people. And because of your course, I mean, I still remember how stuck I was, you know, like flies on fly paper, you know, that sticky stuff. That's how I felt, like, I can't move. And your course and things that we talked about as a group really opened me up to, like, just do it. Take one fly wing off of that fly paper, take the other one off. And I set a date. I invited people. I charged people, which was like something I'd never done, which you really helped me learn how to have value for what I was offering. And I set the date. You know, it's really warm here in Florida. In the springtime, it's on and off. Well, it was like 40 degrees that day in April. And I'd had, I had 17 people come. Which was a big
deal. And it was
deal.
Windy. You almost canceled. So she was going to cancel because of the weather. And I was like, no way. You are doing this, right? Yes. Like that morning or the day before, I'm like, no, you're doing this, right? And they showed up.
Yes.
And I'm she like, thought okay. She would have 10 people. She had 17, right?
Yes. And they all paid $35 a person. And I took all that money and I donated it to a local nonprofit, which made me feel really good.
Wow.
But I remember standing up there, and thank goodness my husband did snap a few pictures of that event because it was beautiful green grass with all these oak trees. And I was hiding behind this building because I was trying to be protected from all the wind from that day. And I had my headset on with a little microphone, and all my community came. so many people came and they got so much out of it. Like they even sat in the grass on their blanket or mat and did the little collaging at the end. And I mean, people's fingers were freezing. They were just numb. But I did it and I will never forget the confidence that came from doing that. And it would have never happened without being part of a group, being part of a community, and having somebody like you. You were so non-judgmental. That's what I loved about you. Like, you offered advice, but you didn't offer it in a way that made me or anyone else there feel like they were wrong or headed down the wrong road. You didn't say, I don't know how you said it, but you opened me up for sure to take it on. And I've used that same gift that you were able to open up inside of me in other aspects of my life since then. And that was about 2.5 years ago. Might even be coming on 3 years in April. It wasn't only two. No, I think it was three.
Wow. So like, where else have you used that? I know you were going to open a yoga studio and I was so proud of that.
Oh yeah. That got created also maybe out of your course, really. But to actually say, I'm going to open a yoga studio with like financial, my own finances. Like I thought that was kind of scary. And to go back to work, you know, after I'd been a free bird for about 3 years, having just a great life traveling and doing yoga whenever I wanted to and teaching fitness too. I said, I'm going to open it. I'm going to do it. And I looked at a few places, finally found the perfect place in my tiny little town where there's not very much commercial real estate available. And the people said, we love it. It was a real estate building and they were leased. It was in a renovation mode. The other half of it was going to be what they were leasing out. I kept saying, hey, you guys, I don't have an agreement here, but they're like, nope, you're the only one. It's kind of hard to get the guy down in Miami, 4 hours south of here, to agree, but believe me, you're the one. We're giving it to you. We love this idea. And it's been within the last month that they called me one day and they said, you know what? We don't want a yoga studio in that space now. Yeah. We're worried about parking. We're worried about noise, you know, in the real estate office. And, you know, I just stopped listening. I didn't even want to hear any of it. I was just like, thank you. Thank you for letting me know. And I was actually in Death Valley on vacation when he called me with like very low cell coverage. So I couldn't really get into action. Hung up the phone. I was like, well, God, universe, spirit, thank you. I'm taking this as a sign that you don't want me to open this yoga studio. And in that moment, like I felt this relief. I was like, wow. I don't know that I really wanted to take on all that responsibility. I just know that I would be a good person to do it. I just don't know that I want to be the one, like being an operating room director, same thing, managing people, putting fires out. I was probably fearful about that and it would probably have been fine.
Yeah.
So, but... I'm not opening it. However, I made myself stay still and present for about a week and remembering, you know, the conversations that we've had over the past of not allowing yourself to be stopped by whatever it is. And I'm just going to call it fear. I'm like, well, if I'm not doing the yoga studio, what am I doing? What am I good at? What can I do? Because I really care about serving others, making a difference, leaving an impact, providing something valuable to others. That's important to me. And so I got into action. I'm like, I'm gonna lead yoga retreats. How great is that? I have a place in the Florida Keys. The first two are gonna be there in a big, beautiful
in your
home.
House. Yeah. Oh my God.
We have 5 bedrooms. I mean, really similar to about the size of our house here. And so interestingly, though, I just have to be really real, as you like to say.
Yes.
in creating it all, like I really do think it's a great idea. And it's not going to take a lot of time and effort on my part like running a yoga studio would. And I noticed I was getting stopped again. You know, this, the same little thing showed up like, you don't really know how to get people to a yoga retreat. And what are you going to do all day long? And how much yoga do you really know? You know, like I just started doubting myself again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And I had to turn in a website and a social media page to get it going. And I wasn't sending it. I wasn't sending my website. Well, first of all, I had to create the website and get on social media more and start posting too, which I'm lame. Remember, I told you I'm kind of old. I just was stopped again. And then I remember, what's stopping you? As you would say, what's stopping you, Kelly? And I was like, nothing. I'm not stopped. And then I'm like, liar, liar, pants on fire. And then I saw it again. Fear of the unknown. Fear of just not knowing. And I actually saw that yesterday. Maybe it's because I knew I was going to be your guest today. But this morning I set the alarm for 5 a.m. And I got up and I sent my website and the social media page in. I wanted to be a good girl.
Yay. So it's called Flow, F-L-O-W, Ever, E-V-E-R, Young, which is Kelly's last name, Y-O-U-N-G. So floweveryoung.com. Everybody go there. Can they contact you and stuff?
Yeah. And if you go there, it says call or text Kelly. And it gives you the whole itinerary of the first retreat, which is May 6th in the Florida Keys.
Wow. Let's all go. May 6th, Florida Keys. Come on.
And it's going to be small. We're just going to start off small, like with a small group of people who, A, they're going to have yoga in common. They're going to have travel to a beautiful tropical destination in common. And we're going to do some really cool, relaxing, adventuresome, peaceful things.
Wow. Well, I know Kelly and I've stayed in her home and she is the best hostess. So A, she knows what she's doing. She's just so, I was so nervous to travel, whatever, just fear, stupid fear, weird fear. But Kelly was just great about it. I mean, I got my own room and my own wing. You know, no one bought it. It's just perfect. She took care of me. She will take care of you. Yeah. Floweveryoung.com. Kelly Young. Wow. That's amazing. All right. We still have time. We're not over yet. So.
Hey, that's my Instagram page too.
Okay.
Flow. Only it has like an underscore. Yeah. An underscore between the words.
Oh, we have another caller. Should we take another caller? Dr. Durr.
Hi, Hillary.
Hi, Ballard.
Hello there. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. Who is this?
It's Dr. Ballinger. Yeah, she's in my master. That's how we started the show, in this course with Hendy Foster.
Oh, so awesome.
Go ahead, Ballin.
So I'm calling in because I have the good fortune to, I'm working from home today, and I had, I'm seeing patients. My other laptop, I had it open, and I had these multiple tabs open. Next thing I know, Hillary's show starts playing. And I was like, there are no accidents, but let me hurry up and turn this down, right? So in between patients, I've had the gift of being able to like listen in and catch a little bit of what you all were saying. And so, of course, the thing that I love is the fact that, of course, Hillary is teaching about getting unstuck, because I think, you know, we all have this infinite potential from the universe that is each of us in a physical body, and it knows what it's here to do. It has the ability and capacity to do it, but our fearful little brains, which is trying to ensure the survival of our bodies, gets in the way of us having the greatest demonstration of our potential. So I love the fact that you guys are having the conversation about following that what is true for you and releasing your infinite potential to do what it knows how to do and how to get unstuck and get your little fearful mind out the way and just, again, just having your greatest demonstration of who we really are as at the core of our being. So I just wanted to say, yay! Wonderful conversation.
Thank you. What a great surprise.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome. And so, I just wanted to encourage Kelly to keep following what her self is telling her to do, right? Even if when she gets scared, just go ahead and do it, because it wouldn't call to you if it's not for you. And if you couldn't do it, it would not call to you.
That's great.
I have to say something to that. I heard you say infinite possibility. And that is, I think, one of the most important things that we can check into is through that fear. It's like, no, anything is possible. Like anything, as long as you just move forward, just step forward. So thank you for saying that.
Yes, oh, thank
you're
you.
You're more than welcome.
That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. We are infinite potential, and depending upon how it's organized or we utilize that, of course, like you said, we have infinite possibilities. It's just how we choose to use that potential.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. So yeah. So
well, you're more than
so
welcome.
Thanks, Fallon. I will see you tonight in our course.
Yes. So, see you tonight.
Yeah, so,
and Kelly, just keep being your unique, wonderful self.
Thank you. I will.
Yes, she will.
Oh, she will. Welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
So it's time to wrap it up. Thank you. We've had two wonderful call-ins, and in doing this, like you were saying, Kelly, when we want to do something and we're afraid, if you break it down, this is what I've learned. If you break it down into a doable task, like with this book launch, I've done so many things I would never have done. I didn't think I could do, like telling people at the gym that I've never talked to, or telling people everywhere, I'm having a book launch. They were so excited, which blew my mind, because my little brain says, nobody cares what you're doing. That's so loud, right? And with my first book, I got totally stopped. It was right before COVID. I got totally stopped when I had a book event and nobody bought it because they'd all read it. And I just got shut down. And this time, like Fallon was saying, just like, if you go inside, I don't know what it is, but if you take the action anyway, there's something that opens up. Like, I'm sure when you pressed your website today, right? Didn't you have like this unbelievable energy? Like, when I don't do it, I feel that small, I call it the left side of life in my next book. But when you do it, and Kelly, you've just demonstrated that so much with your first event, with the yoga website, with going to nursing school, with going into, being like in charge of an operating room. Oh my God, who does that, right? And then medical sales and moving to, and just doing whatever you've done. And I know you have a conversation that, I don't know, what is yours, that you're not smart enough? It's
yeah,
like you're a genius.
Enough.
Yeah, you're a genius. But that little conversation is what has us stop. Mine is, I can't get it right. People are going to leave. I'm annoying people. Like this whole week telling people, it's like, you are annoying. My brain's going, you are annoying these people. Like they're going to run the other way when they see you coming if you keep talking about this. And I was like, shut up. Take this card here. Do you like to read? And it's really been amazing. So anyway, thank you, Kelly, for sharing this special day with the book launch. And anything you want to say in closing? Well, so www.floweveryoung.com. Kelly, please contact her about her retreats. She's the most amazing person to be around. She will support you and empower you. and just let you know how special you are. And she, you, Kelly Young, are very special to me. So thank you for being my guest. And what did you want to say? I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
I'm stealing this from somebody that I saw at this conference, but I love this saying. And here's what I want to say. Like, when in doubt, just do you. Like, go with your gut, take that extra step and do you. And Hillary, that is exactly what I've seen you do. From the moment I met you back in Costa Rica, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, to where you are today, to anyone listening in, when in doubt, do you and take that step forward.
Yeah, thank you. And you know what? What I've seen the last couple of weeks is when I just do what there is to do and share myself, I am me. But when someone says, well, you should do it this way, or you should do it this way, or I think, oh God, I'm not doing that, I'm not me. I'm in an altered state of disempowerment and shame. But when I'm just here with you, it's beautiful. Right?
Yes. And this is my yoga side speaking. It is okay. A practice. It is a practice of noticing when we don't, and we return to being our true selves.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you, Kelly. You're the best.
Love
and
you,
Weird
Hillary.
Doug. Tell Weird Doug he's lucky. I'm just kidding. Love you, Doug.
Love Doug. Love Doug.
Yes. Okay. How do I do that? Good. Yay.
Thank you for listening to the Getting Real with Hillary show. We hope you are entertained and inspired. Please subscribe to Hillary's newsletter. Go to gettingrealwithhillary.com for more freedom techniques and fantastic stories and links to other great stuff. And don't forget to tune in every week on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio TV. And let's get real. Let's get connected. Let's get inspired and create that life you love.